We're going to talk about the issue of suicide now, because Kerry has recorded 131 suicides in the last 5 years. And this has led Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly to make the call in the Dáil that assistance and work needs to be done in this particular area. The number of suicides and self-harm cases coming before coroner's inquest highlights the scale of the crisis, adding that concerns raised at meetings at the South West Regional Health Forum reflect the experience of many people across the county. And Deputy Daly is with me on the line now. Deputy Daly, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. This is obviously a concern, looking at both the overall figures for the last 5 years, but also in more recent times in the county.
Yes, Gerry, and thanks for having me on the show. I'm speaking to people who are working in mental health services, working in the hospital, working, dealing with this issue in general. Now, May and June are quite often higher months for self-harm and taking their own lives. But I think that a lot of people around the county would have noticed the larger numbers, particularly in June of this year. I don't quite have the number, but it seemed like every 3 or 4 days there seemed to be one in the county. And you know, a lot of work was done in highlighting the suicide rates with younger people, and the work done by the Donald Walsh Foundation, Elma Walsh, and it seems that since COVID, that a lot of it's an older cohort of people. Obviously, it's still predominantly or three quarters probably male who are doing this, and the age has definitely got much older in recent times. So the first thing I wanted to do was to emphasise that there are a lot of good services there. If people aren't talking to their GP, there is good help within the HSE, you know, from all levels on the mental health crisis. You know, if it's anxiety or stress or sleep or low mood, and there are other services outside of the HSE, like the Samaritans and the WARE and Jigsaw and early adolescent counselling. So, speaking recently to somebody who works in mental health services, he told me that some of the people who had unfortunately taken their own lives weren't known to them. Now, some were, but some weren't, and you know, it's distressing
that the people involved had never reached out for help from many of the services that are there.
Yeah, and so my first priority was to, you know, if there's anybody listening, if there's anybody in Kerry, that there are services there, and just try to reach out. I'm not an expert in this, Gerry, far from it, and I'm slow sometimes to raise this as an issue, because sometimes organisations are, you know, are slow not to publicise it. But just that the help is there. You know, if you have any difficulty, go through your GP. But in speaking to people about the issue over the last week or so, you know, they inform me, yes, there was a recent spike, and the higher numbers were confirmed. And also an issue that came up with some people was the link between addiction and suicide, and the need for a dual diagnosis service. And a couple of people said that, you know, family members are waiting months for places in treatment centres, but in the meantime, while they're waiting to get in, while they're struggling, and everybody knows that they're struggling, that there isn't, they found a shortage of services there. And in speaking again to people who are within the service, then there's a gap. And if there's a gap, I try to highlight it, because people in Kerry deserve to have the same type of service that they have in other counties. And it appears that we don't have a dual diagnosis service, so that if your addiction and your mental health can be what they call co-managed with addiction and mental health team, and that is especially prevalent after COVID. You know, the local councillors on the health forum, they raised similar type issues, and you know, fair play to them for doing that. But just if I could concentrate on one thing that we do need, it's the dual diagnosis service. In fairness to the minister, when the issue was raised earlier on in the year about a scan service for suicide crisis assessment nurses there being recruited at the moment, and then the meeting that the Oireachtas members had with the HSE just at the beginning of last month. I know that those two teams that are going to be put into the county are nearly in place. Would I prefer if it was already done? Of course I would, but at least that is being addressed. But if there was one thing to be addressed by the minister, and I'd be raising it again this week if I get a chance, it's for a dual diagnosis service. So, you know, there are many issues that have come to me since Radio Kerry put it on the website. And, you know, social isolation is a thing. I'm not an expert in saying why there has been a rise recently. Back in the 70s and 80s, the country had one of the lowest suicide rates in the whole of Europe. That went up to a peak after the crash around 2011, 2012, and it dipped again. But people in the area are telling me that there has been a recent rise. And if that is happening, then we need to address it and have the services.
Part of the difficulty here, and you're raising it, and it's been raised in the forum, is that people tend not to talk about it. There are reporting guidelines about talking about the issue of suicide for good reason, many experts saying, but that can sometimes, I find, lead to and not talking about it, putting it in the background and not concentrating on things and not looking at maybe what can be done. And as you said, it's notoriously difficult to prevent, but you feel that investment in those services alongside awareness can hopefully target this group of people, maybe an older cohort of people, who are not reaching out for help before taking a drastic step.
Yes, and many people are reaching out and getting help, but it is clear that some people have, you know, inner turmoil that they see the only way out as taking their life. That's not the case. And maybe they're not aware, or maybe they choose not to avail of the services that are there. But a GP is usually the first port of call. But if anyone looks at the HSE the website, you know, whether it's, you know, if you're suffering from stress or anxiety, you know, there are pathways there. And if it's a more acute crisis, or if it's, you know, to do with up to hallucinating and more severe, an obvious crisis, there's help there for that as well. So the first thing is to, in my view, is to assure people that there is help there. And if they have anything, sometimes, as you said, Jerry, not talking about it, there is still a slight stigma about it.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that there is, in the official CSO statistics, there's probably some underreporting going on, and there are...
Of the true rate of it.
Yeah. There are cases where maybe notes were left, but it doesn't get reported as someone taking their own life at a later stage. But just to assure people that help is there, you know, we'll do our best to try and plug any gaps in services that we feel are necessary, particularly with an addiction, which we all know is a serious issue in the county. But also to say that help is there, and the HSE website is there and can direct people who are seeking help, because there's a lot of families and a lot of people in particular areas of the county in the month of June that were just exhausted by and distressed, obviously, by it seemed like every couple of days there was
a new report. Deputy Daly, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for raising that issue for us on the programme this morning. It's Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin. If you're affected by anything we discussed on, and if you find yourself under pressure in that way, then you can contact the Samaritans anytime on 116123 or PIETA on 1800 247 247.